Grubhub is your go-to for when you want your favorite meals from your favorite restaurants delivered straight to your door. So why not also make it your go-to for everyday must-haves? Introducing Grubhub Goods, Grubhub's own convenience store where you can order everything from extras to essentials with just a tap. When you're live streaming the game and can't miss a second of the action to grab your favorite snack, need to stock up on paper towels or your favorite kind of soda, or you just want to satisfy that quick craving with something sweet or savory, Grubhub Goods has got you covered. Now there's no need to leave your couch to get your must-haves. Just place your order from Grubhub Goods, kick back, relax, and keep an ear out for the doorbell. Grubhub Goods is making convenience even more convenient. Skip that run to the store and get your everyday essentials delivered through Grubhub's own convenience store, Grubhub Goods. Download or open the Grubhub app to start ordering from Grubhub Goods. Grubhub. Grub what you love.
It's always showtime at BetMGM Sports, and you can make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 when you sign up with code INSIDEHITS. Don't let another game day go by without having the ultimate sports betting app in the palm of your hand. Discover nonstop excitement with BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and dozens of betting options, including live wagers, props, parlays, and much more. No matter what your favorite sport is or how you like to wager, find out why there's nothing like getting a W at the King of Sportsbooks. Use code INSIDEHITS and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the BetMGM app and sign up today.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Arizona, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, New Jersey, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Washington, D.C., Louisiana, Nevada, Wyoming, and Virginia. Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Tennessee, call the red line at 800-889-9789. In Mississippi, call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is void where prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome back. After a long and glorious holiday weekend, we've reached the first serious tent pole in MLB 2022. Is your team any good by Memorial Day? If not, might be a long year. We've got two streakers in the 20s in real, actual MLB. One of them at 21, the marvel that is Paul Goldschmidt.
The 2-2, and Goldie hits it out to deep left. It's at the wall, gone! That's how you extend the hitting portion of the streak with a two-run bomb. 21 games in a row with a hit for Paul Goldschmidt.
This guy is something special.
In the 21-game streak, Paul Goldschmidt is hitting .442 over 21 games with 9 homers and 13 RBIs. Making a run at MVP is what he's doing. More on the real streakers in a moment as we wrap up a long weekend. But this is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. Who are the hottest hitters in the game? Who's definitely going to get a base hit today? These are the questions that we try to answer when we play Beat the Streak within the MLB Play app, and we help you for 10 minutes every morning on BTS Daily. Listen, play along. It makes every weekday of the baseball season so much more fun. Looking at the state of the streak within the Beat the Streak game, JT Hodges, 1967, welcome to the top of the leaderboard at 33 games, streaking on the strength of that man, Paul Goldschmidt. In fact, 4 of the top 8 active streakers had Goldschmidt to thank for the extension. West D3 is at 32 after a good double down with Luis Arias of the Twins and Freddie Freeman in LA. Arias, one of the hottest hitters in the game, 23 hits in the last 15 days. That puts him 5th among the hottest hitters of late. 2 Red Sox in front of him, Rafael Devers and JD Martinez, but they improbably went a combined 0-7 in a 10-0 loss at Fenway to the Orioles yesterday. Those two going hitless ended 9 of the 10 longest streaks that ended yesterday. Crazy. 2nd in hits over the last 15 days, Freeman's teammate on the mighty Dodgers, Mookie.
League leader,
two games.
Mookie is alone in first place in the NL in home runs with 15, three behind the league leader, Aaron Judge. One more guy to mention before we get to our picks and the real streakers. On May 21st, Starling Marte returned from the bereavement list after mourning the death of his grandmother who raised him and his two sisters. He homered in his first at bat. It was emotional for him, for Buck Showalter. He has stayed on fire ever since.
Marte cracks one to deep left field. Back goes Thomas looking up. It's out of here! Starling Marte drives one into the seats in left for his fifth home run. And the Mets lead it 6-3.
The last few days, Starling Marte has hit rope after rope after rope. And this one finds the seats for a two-run homer.
He turned on that fastball.
10 days since his return, he's had 5 multi-hit games, has Starling Marte. 15 for 41 in that span, hitting atop the Mets lineup. He's a fine choice almost every day. All right, looking at the real streakers, those who are actually streaking the longest for real in MLB and what teams they face this week. Remember, getting to 30 in Beat the Streak is impressive, but on average about 300 individuals reach 30 in a given season. In MLB, it's a crazy big deal. Only 55 times in history has it been done. 55 times ever. Trey Turner went 1-for-5 yesterday, extending his streak to 22. That's a season high in the league. He hasn't gone hitless in a game since the 8th of May. Two more against the Pirates. They are 24th out of 30 in hits allowed per 9 innings. So he's got 2 more games against Pittsburgh. Then 4 at home against the Mets, 12th overall in hits per 9. 2 in St. Louis with the Padres for Paul Goldschmidt, who's at 21. And the Padres are the toughest team to get a hit against in all of MLB. Number 1 in hits allowed per 9 innings. So play Goldie for the next 2 days at your own risk. But then it's 4 in Chicago. Cubs 20th of 30 in hits per 9. Goldie is a .310 career hitter in more than 200 plate appearances at Wrigley Field. So Goldschmidt, a great play into the weekend. Brendan Rodgers of the Rockies at 17. Ketel Marte of the Diamondbacks at 12. Ty France of the Mariners at 11. France is always worth considering. He has 65 hits, second in all of baseball. France and Seattle are in Baltimore. The Orioles, 26th of 30 in hits per 9. Then Texas, the Rangers more middle of the pack, but Ty France a worthy consideration. Then there are 7 hitters with 10-game hit streaks. One of them is this guy, who has reached 10 for the second time this year and deserves some love.
Oh, my goodness. It's another hit for Hernandez. He's trying to plug the gap, but Marte will cut this one, and it's 12-5.
Nice job right there. Keep the line moving. Good job by Cesar.
So with a 10-game hitting streak, got him at 16 for 40 now.
Right.
So that's 400.
It's pretty darn good.
Cesar Hernandez has 61 hits, 4th in baseball. He also has 10 hits in his last 5 games. Wow. Couple more with the Mets in New York, then 4 in Cincy. They are 25th in hits allowed per 9. So consider Cesar starting on Thursday. All right, our picks are coming up in a matter of moments. We take care of you every single day on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. Sixteen games on an always active Tuesday, always a full slate. 16 because there's one doubleheader, Detroit and Minnesota. So be careful on your picks there, probably including the aforementioned Luis Arraez. Time now for my daily double A. Screw the anecdotal. I'm going double analytical today. Andrew Benintendi against Cal Quantrill and the Guardians. He's 6-for-11 lifetime against Quantrill. That's like a .546 average. But also, Benintendi hitting .344 against right-handed pitching on the season. I got Andrew Benintendi of the Royals. And my other analytical pick, let's go against Patrick Corbin of the Nationals, shall we? He, as a pitcher, is 58th of 60 in hits allowed per 9, 11 hits over a normal game span, and he goes deep into games because the Nats are bad. He makes a lot of money, and it's his time to own every bit of that. Pete Alonso of the Mets has a hit in 4 straight games, is 11 for 32 lifetime against Corbin, good for a .344 average. So I'm going for Andrew Benintendi and for the righty, Pete Alonso. Time now for the fourth pick. He's got Mike Trout. With the Angels needing an offensive spark after getting swept by Toronto, Trout in his career at Yankee Stadium, 368 batting average and 76 at-bats. He's hitting 415 versus lefties this year. Jordan Montgomery starting for the Yankees tonight. He doesn't give up a lot of hits, but he also doesn't walk a lot of guys. Has a below average Ks per nine, so he pitches to contact. Trout makes a lot of contact, hard contact. Trout with a hit in the backyard of his New Jersey home. Those are your picks. One more thing to look at, the elite users. Those are the streakers whose streaks are in the top 1% of all streaks during the course of the season. Today, they like Trey Turner and Paul Goldschmidt to continue their hitting streaks, and they also go back to J.D. Martinez. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. While you're in there, play Quick Pick and Diamond Derby as well. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Thanks for the help, Ray Diaz. Ryan Porth back with me tomorrow. This is Matt Spiegel, hoping all of your guys hit them where they ain't.